From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. has warned Russian airstrikes in Syria are counterproductive. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said Wednesday that Russian airstrikes in Syria, first launched on Wednesday, hit areas that probably did not contain targets of Islamic State fighters. He told reporters that Russian intervention represents a logical contradiction. Mr. Carter says the U.S.-led coalition airstrikes will continue to target the IS group despite Russia's request that U.S. aircraft not use the same airspace. U.S.-led strikes were conducted Wednesday over the city of Aleppo. U.S. defense officials say Russia bombed near the western city of Homs. The opposition Syria National Coalition said there were nearly 40 casualties in the Russian airstrikes, all of them civilians. An alleged al-Qaeda-linked Islamist militant, Ahmed al-Faqi al-Mahdi, accused of destroying a heritage site in northern Mali, faced the International Criminal Court for the first time on Wednesday. Carrie Ann Comer of the International Federation for Human Rights told the tribunal Faqi may be guilty of other crimes, including those of a sexual nature, including rape. Faqi, a Tuareg leader of the group known as Ansar Dine, is accused of war crimes over the deliberate destruction of buildings at a UNESCO-listed desert heritage site in Timbuktu, which was overrun by jihadists in early 2012. The mausoleums dated back to the 15th and 16th centuries. This is VOA News. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas told the UN General Assembly session on Wednesday that Palestinians are no longer bound by the two-decade-old Oslo peace accords with Israel. Mr. Abbas accused the Jewish state of refusing to release Palestinian prisoners while creating new settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. On the same day, the European Union's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, announced yet another international effort to restart the stalled peace process. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the Abbas speech was, quote, deceitful and encourages incitement and destruction in the Middle East. He called on the Palestinian leader to act responsibly and engage in peace talks without precondition. Another explosion rocked China's southern Guangxi province Thursday, a day after more than a dozen other blasts killed at least seven and injured over 50 at several locations. State media reports quote authorities as saying a 33-year-old man is suspected of carrying out the bombings. Officials have yet to confirm a motive. Among the blast targets Wednesday, a shopping mall, jail, supermarket, rail station, hospital, and an open-air market. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon appealed to the world Wednesday to approach Europe's refugee crisis with creativity, compassion, and courage. He told a meeting of 70 ministers at the General Assembly in New York that the future does not belong to those who seek to build walls or exploit fears. He has urged Europe to do more, but Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban at the meeting warned there are limits. The world's seven leading industrial countries, along with Gulf states, have pledged nearly $2 billion to UN aid agencies, helping with the migrant crisis. The UN says more than 500,000 asylum seekers have left war and poverty in the Middle East, South Asia, and Africa since January, reaching Europe through Greece and Italy. In Central African Republic, international concerns over renewed civil war followed days of sectarian clashes in the capital Bangui that have resulted in at least 39 deaths, dozens of wounded, and tens of thousands who fled their homes. UN expert Marie-Thérèse Keita-Bokoum warned the Human Rights Council in Geneva Wednesday the violence must be contained. The CAR was thrown into chaos 2 years ago when Muslim Salika rebels seized power, committing atrocities and resulting in a black backlash by mostly Christian militia. Hurricane warnings are out for the Bahamas as Hurricane Joaquin approaches the islands and may then head for the U.S. mid-Atlantic states. As of late Wednesday, Joaquin was a Category 2 storm with top sustained winds of 165 kilometers per hour. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.